Chapter 12. The Deadly Tube. Bond sat silent, frozen with defeat. He opened his wide black case and took out a cigarette. He snapped open the tiny jaws of the Ronson and lit the cigarette and put the lighter back on the table. He took a deep lungful of smoke and expelled it between his teeth with a faint hiss. What now? Back to the hotel and bed, avoiding the commiserating eyes of Mathis and Leiter and Vesper. Back to the telephone call to London, and then tomorrow the plane home, the taxi up to Regent's Park, the walk up the stairs and along the corridor, and M's cold face across the table, his forced sympathy, his better luck next time. And of course there couldn't be one. Not another chance like this. He looked round the table and up at the spectators. Few were looking at him. They were waiting while the croupier counted the money and piled up the chips in a neat stack in front of the banker, waiting to see if anyone would conceivably challenge this huge bank of 32 million francs, this wonderful run of banker's luck. Leiter had vanished, not wishing to look Bond in the eye after the knockout, he supposed. Yet Vesper looked curiously unmoved. She gave him a smile of encouragement. But then, Bond reflected, she knew nothing of the game, had no notion, probably, of the bitterness of his defeat. The huissier was coming towards Bond inside the rail. He stopped beside him, bent over him, placed a squat envelope beside Bond on the table. It was as thick as a dictionary. Said something about the case. Moved away again. Bond's heart thumped. He took the heavy, anonymous envelope below the level of the table and slit it open with his thumbnail, noticing that the gum was still wet on the flap. Unbelieving, and yet knowing it was true, he felt the broad wads of notes. He slipped them into his pockets, retaining the half-sheet of notepaper which was pinned to the topmost of them. He glanced at it in the shadow below the table. There was one line of writing in ink. Martial aid, 32 million francs, with the compliments of the USA. Bond swallowed. He looked over towards Vesper. Felix Leiter was again standing beside her. He grinned slightly, and Bond smiled back and raised his hand from the table in a small gesture of benediction. Then he set his mind to sweeping away all traces of the sense of complete defeat which had swamped him a few minutes before. This was a reprieve, but only a reprieve. There could be no more miracles. This time he had to win, if Le Chiffre had not already made his 50 million, if he was going to go on.